You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're the kids of School of Rock, and you're listening to West of Broadway.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of theater in Los Angeles and Orange County. I'm Lara Scott, radio host and theater enthusiast, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong. And today we're sticking it to the man. I mean, talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock.
Wow. You
can say it like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I played that commercial a few times at work.
I guess so. And I know that you got to see it. Did you see it opening night?
I did see it opening night here in Hollywood at the Pantages.
Incredibly talented, incredible group of people. Like, it was amazing. I know you got to see the show. I actually got a special press experience where we went in the middle of the day. We show up in the lobby of the Pantages, and it was like me and some people from Variety and a bunch of other websites and local and national newspapers. And the kids all show up in the lobby and performed an acoustics performance just for press.
Yeah.
It was, and I was like, how did I get in here? Like, it was crazy.
We were invited. We should say we didn't actually sneak in the back door.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm just going to pretend I'm with Variety.
But
no, it was so cool.
I was so honored to be there, and it was so special just to see these incredibly talented kids that are just so professional and have so much skill, like, whether it's instruments and singing and then just performing. Like, they could they're just being in touch with their way to convey emotion through song was just
so
impressive.
They were so good. I am calling them quadruple. That's a hard word to say. Quadruple threats. Because you're right. They're playing instruments, and they are playing live. There's actually a little announcement from Andrew Lloyd Webber that runs before the show starts saying, and yes, they're playing live. And I was second row, so I could see their little fingers flying. But they're playing the instruments, they're singing, they're acting, they're doing a little bit of dancing. And you know how people will say, well, for a kid, they're really good. Not just for a kid, just as an actor and performer, I'm so excited to see what they're going to do. And it's so fun because I can't wait to hear from them in just a bit. We're going to play a pretty long interview piece where you get to talk to the kids.
So after they performed, I got some one-on-one time with Rob Coletti, who stars in the show, and along with Lexi Dorset Sharp. And then I got to meet four of the kids from the ensemble, and then four of the actors who are swings, who cover all of the children.
And what's a swing, by the way? Because that's one of those Broadway terms that somebody like you, who's been in shows, is just like, oh, yeah, the swing. But for me, who's just a fan and learning more every time I talk to you, what's a swing?
Okay, so they'll cast a show, and everyone will be assigned parts, but it's live theater. Anything can happen. They have to have understudies, and they have to have people go on, because the show happens every single day, or with one day off a week, eight shows a week. Sometimes people go on vacation, sometimes people get sick, sometimes people get hurt, sometimes something comes up. They need people who can just seamlessly step into that show. So they have insurance policies where they have multiple people who can do multiple tracks, and they're backstage ready to go.
And when you say track, what does that mean?
Okay, a track is your role. So the term track, we just use it backstage, as because everybody has their show track from beginning to end of the show. You're on a track.
Like a little path you follow.
Exactly. So it's you're on stage going from your marks on stage, but then you run into the wings and you have to know exactly where to go to change because your dresser's waiting for you to get you into your next costume. And then so it's each swing knows multiple roles sometimes. Like these kids, they're understudying five different roles. So
amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it was really impressive to see how well these kids handle it, and how much they enjoy it.
Yeah, and they're going to school—not School of Rock school, but like school as they're on this
school.
National tour. So, and you know, Will, for someone who hasn't seen the show, you're pretty familiar with it now. I will tell you, so it's based on the movie with Jack Black,
right?
And I never saw the movie, so I didn't really have anything to compare it to. I'd been listening to the soundtrack with the original Broadway cast, and. I'd just seen Love Never Dies, another Andrew Lloyd Webber musical at the Pantages, which is beautiful, but much more of a classical show. This had a completely different feel. Like, this is a rock show. It's funny. And I think it's a great first show for somebody who maybe has been intimidated by theater.
Sure.
We talked about that when we reviewed, I hate to say reviewed, when we celebrated
yes.
the Bodyguard musical when that was here. I will caution you, there is some language.
Okay.
A little bit of language. They recommend the show for kids ages 8 and up. But just as a parent, use your best judgment. You might want to prep the kids or cover their ears ahead of time if you know where
it's
some
also,
of those words like, are
you mentioned
be.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it's just... so crazy to me that this dynamo is still relevant and still
yes.
pumping out hits. Like, because when I was a kid and first falling in love with musical theater, it was Phantom of the Opera,
right.
you know? And that was one of my first great loves. I remember in high school going and sitting in the audience and when it came through on tour in Boston, and to know that his really useful company, which is the name of his production company, is still going strong, like with... from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat all the way to Love Never Dies yeah. and School of Rock.
It's and just, Cats, and which is coming to the Pantages.
He is yeah. an institute. Like, his contribution to musical theater is just incredible. It's
yeah.
astounding.
That'd be interesting to know how many people are in the business because they saw one of his shows as a kid and were just saying, I have to be a part of that.
And not just musical. Like, he was at the forefront of, like, the mega musicals,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's just, like, dropping chandeliers on audiences. And so it's just incredible.
It doesn't actually fall in the audience of Phantom of the Opera, but you kind of think it might. He was there opening night, too.
Yes, he
yeah.
was. And it was really cool to share that with, what you'll hear when we play the interview, how special that was to the cast and how much they appreciated that. And it wasn't something that they took for granted.
Yeah. And Andrew Lloyd Webber, if you're Sir Andrew,
Sir Andrew.
Listen, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Just reach out to us. So Rob, who plays Dewey, the Jack Black character, if you will,
sure.
he's going to give you a great summary of the show when we get into the interview portion. But I will say it's about this guy who kind of gets kicked out of the hair band that he's in. He's crashing on his friend's couch. His friend is a teacher. And Dewey, the Jack Black character, impersonates his friend and goes to become a teacher at this very sort of fancy schmancy school and realizes that the kids he's teaching know how to play instruments. So he decides they're going to be his backing band for this Battle of the Bands that he wants it to be in. And it's funny. It's so touching. Again, as a parent, you have these kids just giving every range of emotion, wondering why their parents aren't hearing what they're saying, the parents wanting to connect but not knowing how. There's a lot going on in this show. So we're excited to get into that in just a minute. But first, we're going to take a break and talk about what's happening here in Southern California. And the big news, Will, that everybody was buzzing about is that Frozen is going to be kicking off the national tour. At first, I thought it was this fall, and then I read a little bit more. Fall 2019, which I think is when the Frozen sequel, the movie sequel, is coming out.
Exactly.
And they're going to kick off the tour at the Pantages.
Yeah, super exciting.
Yeah, I know. But it's going to be an amazing show. I can't wait to see how they raise the castle on the stage.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. What else is going on?
Women's in Theater. It's the world premiere of Soft Power, which opened on May 3rd and is playing all the way till June 10th.
And that Center Theater Group, we love them. Everything they do is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And then Chandra Wilson is doing something, and she was on Broadway.
Yes, Chandra mm-hmm. Wilson from Grey's Anatomy. She is right now in town filming a Christmas musical. She's starring in a romantic musical. It's called Christmas Harmony, and it's a star-studded cast. I think Sally Struthers is also in it. I don't
know,
but who I also love.
Any kind of Christmas Harmony musical. Speaking of tours, The Color Purple, the 2016 Tony winner for Best Musical Revival. That tour is coming to the Pantages Theater after School of Rock wraps, and that's going to be May 29th through June 17th, and we'll be there for opening night for that. We're very excited.
Which I can't wait for. Mm-hmm. And Sweet Charity, starring Laura Bell Bundy. It's part of the Reprise 2.0. I know that they have just announced the whole cast list, and it's going to be performing June 20th to July 1st at UCLA Freud Playhouse.
Yeah, they've got some cool stuff coming. A friend of mine is working with them, and later this year it'll be Victor Victoria, and then Grand Hotel.
I know, it's super exciting. Yeah. And then, of course, everyone needs to tune in June 10th because that's the day of the Tony Awards.
Yay! Can we do, like, live tweeting that or something? We need to do some commentary.
100%, absolutely, we
will. That's going to be so... All right, so let's get back to talking about School of Rock. We talked about swings.
Right.
So when the kids start talking about tracks and the layout of the stage and everything, hopefully you'll know what that means. And then we talked to... Well, you will. I'm peanut butter and jealous that you got to talk to everybody. So you talked to Lexi and Rob. And also, thank you to the Pantages for giving us some of the musical clips to use. You'll hear some of the songs and also that live performance of If Only You Would Listen, which the kids did just in their normal street clothes. And I'm trying to remember his name. He played Zach. He was so great playing the guitar in the lobby of the Pantages. So without any further ado, it's Will and the Stars of School of Rock.
I'm with Lexi Dorsett Sharp, and she's one of the stars of School of Rock. Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
I know that you've been in several national tours.
Yes, this is my fourth.
I always say that when people are on tour, they become a family. How different is it being with a family full of children?
Like, you know what? It's actually fantastic because I think everyone's on their best behavior. I mean, as we all should be, but you know, kids are, they're sponges,
yes.
You know? And so what I found is not only is this just a fantastic group. And I really mean that. I know the family thing, some people think it's cliche, but it really is true. And also, I mean, with these kids around, I know that I'm always making sure that I'm holding myself in a way that would be an example.
Right.
But, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of times it's the kids that are inspiring us.
Sure.
You know, their endless energy. You know, they are doing school. They're children all day. And then this is kind of like recess for them. This
right.
huge Andrew Lloyd Webber musical
yeah,
every
exactly.
night.
And for the rest of their lives, they'll look back at this and say this incredible experience they had. And for you to be a part of that. And
yeah.
like, it's just really, I think, humbling in a way.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely is. And you know, it's what's amazing is, you know, a lot of these kids, they're 9, they're 10, they're 11. You know, who knows if they're even going to go on to do musical theater. But
right.
I think what's so great is that all of these skills, the musicianship, all of these things translate, you know, whether or not they're literally learning to harmonize with others. They're learning learning to work in a group. They're learning...
Perform in front of hundreds of people.
Yes. I mean, confidence. Hello.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. So I really, as I get older and as they get older, to how those, their talents translate.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I've been so impressed with the kids that I've gotten to speak with.
Yeah.
They're so
well spoken.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about, you're here at the Pantages Theater.
Yes.
What is that? What is it like to perform?
It's major. It's major because, you know, this is definitely, I've toured before, but this is a first national tour. So
right.
with that comes, you know, incredible responsibility and incredible venues like this
yes.
where, you know, we are the, unless you go to New York and see the show on Broadway or you go to London to see the show in the West End, we are the first time that a lot of people are getting to see, you know, the show or even hear some of these songs.
Exactly.
You're and
ambassadors.
So, yeah. And it's really awesome. And to play the Pantages, you know, I lived here my first year of marriage. I lived in Los Feliz,
nice.
You know, like right down
oh,
the
sure.
street and, you know, went to Birds, went to all of the great places. So it's really wonderful to be back
sure.
Where I came here and saw so many things and to play somewhere this historic. I mean, it's a dream, you know. And Andrew Lloyd Webber was here for our opening night.
Incredible.
I mean, these are the kind of
yeah.
like bucket list things that, you know, I had a moment opening night where I'm like, I am in on stage at the Pantages with Andrew Lloyd Webber in the audience
yeah.
singing this, you know, Where Did the Rock Go, this anthem he's written for women, which arguably he's one of the best, you know, female, you know, power ballad writers, right? We have Memory and Cats. We have I Don't Know How to Love Him. I mean, they're iconic songs. And I just had a moment where it's like, this is so amazing. This is me. I get
yeah.
to do this right now.
I think it's so exciting for you to know that you know that and you feel that because
oh.
you hope for the people that you respect and you see you up on stage
yeah.
to know that you're just as humbled.
Oh, God, I feel it in my
That's
bones.
Incredible.
I feel
That's
it
incredible.
In my bones, you know. You know, with this business, you never know. You
right.
never know what's next. And all of that uncertainty can be anxiety-ridden. It can be all of these things. So I think it's just so important when you do have an opportunity to check in with that. And that kind of goes back to what you were saying, you know, with the children in
right.
the show. I mean, I feel like I'm constantly reminded of the opportunities we're having, watching them have joy in the little things, watching them, you know, one of them ran in and was like, Lexi, there's palm trees in California. And I was like, you're right. That's awesome. You know, like sometimes, you know, watching them see things for the first time and remember how cool it is that we do get to travel the entire country bringing
yeah.
this great music.
I'm here with Greer, Gabriella, Cameron, and Yara. Is that right? Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for talking with me, and thanks for that amazing performance. I feel so special. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah. Excellent. Is this typical, doing a press event like this in each city? Or is it special?
Yeah we usually press much events. Every city we have like a press event, but not all the time all of us get interviewed, so some of this is our first time, special. So we're really excited.
Nice.
So this is kind of special.
What do you think about performing here at the Pantages Theater? What do you think of the theater?
I think it's super fun to like perform here because it's a very, very old, pretty, it has lots of great architecture, and it's like, it's a beautiful theater, and it's really cool. And I'm also really happy to perform at the Pantages because I live in LA and I saw my first show at the Pantages.
Really? What was the first show you saw?
My first show, I was never really into theater until I got into this.
Nice.
But once I saw Matilda for the first time, I can't remember where though, it was a long time ago.
Sure. But yeah.
But when I got here, and my parents said, this is Pantages and all the crazy awesome shows I've been here. I was like, wow, this feels really good to be performing here.
Yeah, there's a lot of history here.
Yeah.
How about you? How did you get involved, Yara, with musical theater?
So when I was 6, I saw The Lion King here, and I think that was probably what inspired me, because it's a bit fuzzy, honestly.
Sure.
It's kind of confusing how I got into it. And then about a year later, a couple of my friends were doing a local theater thing, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. And then I really liked it, so I ended up doing it after that, and then eventually I got into this.
Awesome. Greer, right? What advice do you have for kids that want to get into show business?
You need to practice. You can't give up. You cannot doubt yourself. And if you don't get an audition, because I know all of us, we do not get every audition. That's just like a fact. Don't doubt yourself and be like, oh, I didn't get that audition. You just need to keep trying, because if you try your best, that's the best you can do.
That's great advice. Gabriella, what advice do you have for a kid who just got hired and they're going on tour? What do you need to think about or know?
Well, rehearsals are a really long process, so make sure you put on your thinking cap, make sure you're on top-notch focus. Yes, lots of notes, but it's a really great time. Just have fun, do your best.
Yeah, okay. Where are you from, Gabriella?
I'm from the Hudson Valley of New York.
Oh, excellent. Do you get time to sightsee and to see around Hollywood? Like, have you?
Yes, we have, since we're here for a month. That is actually the longest stay we've been in one city at a time.
Right.
We normally spend just like a week.
Wow.
Or two.
Awesome.
Yeah. And normally Monday is our travel day.
Sure.
But that's considered a day off.
Okay.
So normally we're all busy during travel day, and if you want, you can go out at the end of Monday and just go to the pool.
So what you're saying is you haven't done much sightseeing here in LA?
Well, we had a day off.
Actually had a day off this Monday, but the last Monday, because it was a travel day, we didn't really do it.
And what you're saying is, because you have shows every single day except for Mondays, which is a travel day, you work every day.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And it's a 6-month contract, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm here with Jesse Sparks, Jack Suarez, Kimmel, Bella Fraker, and Raina Farr. They are, believe it or not, the Swings of School of Rock, which is near and dear to my heart because I know how hard that is. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
So, real quick, how do you think it differs from a person who's cast as a single role to someone who's a swing? How do you look at the stage? How do you look at the performance?
It's a lot different, and also it's very similar.
Okay.
Because as we look at the stage, we see the numbers. We see the numbers on the stage. So the people who cover one person will know, oh, I go to 10 in this. We see he goes to 10 on this, she goes to 4 on this, he goes to 3 on that, and it's just it's a lot different. It's very hard, but we have to.
Sometimes
they'll be like, they'll just kind of like know where to go on stage. Oh, this little pivot in the stage, this is where I'll go. But we come on stage and be like, 10, 6, 5. Like, this is just like how we like memorize it.
We don't really rehearse on the stage. We rehearse either in a dressing room or in a rehearsal room.
Exactly.
So we don't have the stage.
Okay, so have you guys seen the movie Harry Potter?
Yes, I'm the biggest Harry Potter fan.
Okay, so remember when they're playing like live chess and they're moving, like they're playing this? That's what I think being a swing is.
It kind of is.
You know, because it's all the different pieces.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just like, we're walking through and we're doing a, because you have to know, especially with your tracks, who's crossing, and that's the most dangerous part about being a swing, is who's going in front of you and who's going behind you. So you have to know your tracks and your patterns, which is daunting. You are Bella, right? How many roles do you swing?
I swing for 5 roles.
5 roles, and how about you?
5 roles too.
Wow, so, and you guys same, or?
I do 5. I do all the boys.
Okay, so now, here's my question for you. Instruments. Do you play all the instruments?
The only girl part that plays an instrument in the role is Katie, and she plays bass, so we both play the bass.
Holy.
I play drums and guitar. Okay. So, like, in the press, I was playing guitar for Only You Would Listen. Mm-hmm. So I understudy Zach and Freddie, as well as the other boys who are in the ensemble and who don't play an instrument.
Amazing. Yeah. And how did you, you are Jesse, right? How did you get involved in musical theater?
For me, I actually started out playing guitar at, like, just recitals and, like, school shows. I was in our school band, which was, like, we had our own little rock band, and it was super fun.
What part now? Where in the country?
That was in Manhattan.
Oh, great.
That's where I go to school. So I got into musical theater because I went to see School of Rock live once, and I met the dad of Brandon Niederauer, who played Zach, and he sent in an audition clip for me.
Sure.
And then a couple months later, when I didn't get into the Broadway show as Zach, I got an email saying I was ready to audition for the tour, and then I got in as a swing, and I understudied Zach and James, Billy, and Mason.
Very cool. Okay, I got to tell you a story. When I was on tour with Wicked, my friends had their baby on, and they traveled with her, and she learned all the words to the songs, and she was obsessed with Elphaba. And I mean, this was years ago. Wicked's been around for a while. That little girl is Isabella Russo, who played. I was on tour. I knew her. Yeah, she was the original Summer.
So cool.
I knew her when she was a baby, and we. It was
that's
she
really
and she
cool.
was her. And her parents are so incredibly talented and wonderful. I'm so happy for her and her success and stuff like that. But how cool for you guys to be, like, following in those footsteps and, ballpark, how many times do you go on a week?
That depends on who is out, who's taking a personal day, who's sick. And sometimes we can go on, like, 8 times a week. Sometimes we can go on 4 times a week. Sometimes it's none.
Sometimes
it's once.
In the middle of a
sometimes
show, they're like, you're on.
Exactly. I've been on a few times, like, at 5, like, they'll be calling 5 minutes till places at intermission, and someone would be like, I don't feel good, I don't want to go on, and then they'll be like, Bella, you're on, and then it's just like, oh my god,
like
you're like getting in a costume, and then you're just on stage, you're like, oh my god, that just happened.
That has never happened to me yet.
Really?
I found out a few weeks in advance, actually.
Nice.
For me and Jack, we've only been here for like 3 months.
Really?
Because we're part of the newer casting.
Cool.
And I've gone 5 times because 1 week Theo Mitchell Penner, who plays Lawrence, took a vacation week.
Right.
And then Carson, who covers Mason, had to go on as Lawrence, and I went on as Mason 4 times. Vincent called out for his birthday.
Right.
He filed for a personal day, and I went on last Sunday evening in Appleton.
Another really cool thing about being a swing is that you get multiple opening nights.
Yeah.
It does feel like opening nights, and it's so much fun. Like,
I feel like that's the best part, because every time you go on is like so exciting and everyone's so excited for you. So yeah. A lot of
it's like opening night is Katie, opening night is Summer. It's like I get like five opening nights.
Exactly. That's amazing.
The other kids get to go on every night, and sometimes in rehearsal, the people who help us with dancing and other things are like, you guys have to make sure that you don't get bored. And but it's kind of hard for the swings to get bored, because every time we go on, it's super exciting because we don't get to go on that.
And often. I'm sure it's super exciting for everybody working with you because it's a new show for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, so now we're going to talk about backstage stuff. Oh, cool. What's it like for, like, you guys are you all in the same grade or are you in different grades?
I'm in fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. I'm the youngest.
Really? Very cool. And so how does school work for you guys?
We have tutors who travel
so
with us.
So, like, in every hotel, like, they'll get, like, a meeting room, and then, like, we'll have tutors that will come in, and then we'll, like, most of us have an online school.
Right.
And so we'll just, like, sit backstage, not, like, backstage, but in the hotel, and then we'll do our school, and I think we have to do it for at least 4 hours a day.
Right.
And so we'll go to school in the afternoon, and then we go to...
We have our dinner break. The schedule is like we wake up, eat breakfast, go to school, have lunch. School lunch is like in school.
Right.
So have lunch, have dinner, have the show, go to bed, repeat.
Yep.
It's like we have two shows, so like on Saturdays and Sundays
we don't have school.
We have school Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's a lot. It's a huge commitment.
Yeah, it really is. But it's all worth it in the end.
Also, absolutely. For the swings and other understudy roles, we have to also go to some more rehearsals than the kids who just do one track, because we have to go to understudy rehearsals. That's just one part. We have to go to swing rehearsals.
So we rehearse during the show. Rehearsals.
Yep.
You rehearse during the show. You rehearse before the show.
Yeah.
All the time.
People think that like musical theater, it's like you work a couple hours a day and that's it.
No, not at all.
They probably work maybe 4 to 5 hours a day.
Yeah. It's incredible. Well, that's great. Okay, so, and you guys are leaving here and then you go to Costa Mesa. How long are you contracted for the show?
I'm ending in August.
Okay, wow.
Each kid has a 6-month contract, so we'll go for 6 months, and then sometimes you can decide to leave, or they'll be like, you're too tall.
Wow.
Or like, so like, that's why they give us 6 months, because like some people can get tall, their voice can change, like that's just how kids are.
Yeah.
So you have to like be careful.
It's a lot different from the adults, because they don't really change in appearance or in their voices. But the kids, like, after, say, their 6-month contract, their voice does a sudden drop, or they grow, like, 3 inches.
Wow.
They'll leave. Or, say, like, they might have been the tallest at the time, but everybody else grew except for them.
It's crazy.
And they could get another contract for 6 months, or they could, like, do something else. They could switch plays.
The theater I did 42nd Street in New York, they did ragtime there. And there's these little kids in ragtime. And in the costume department, on the door, you could see their names and then the ticks. And, like, they would mark how tall the kids got. And then after it got to a certain height, you didn't see their name anymore.
We do monthly things.
It's crazy. Okay, so I didn't realize I'd have this much time. What is the goal? What do you guys want to do? What's your dream? Okay, let me go.
I think I want to be on Broadway, because you know it's so much fun being on Broadway, and I have friends on Broadway and say it's really fun, and cool. And I just really want to do that, so yeah.
For me, it's either I want to do musical theater, which is kind of new to me, but before that, it was always my dream to be in, like, a rock and roll band or something.
Cool.
My dream is, like, to be, like, on television, be, like a star. And I also love Broadway, but, like, I love, like, TV and film, and it's really, really fun.
How about yourself?
To be honest, anything that just makes me happy, which
Good.
Is really...
Wow.
Music, which is really music. So, like, playing guitar, playing drums, singing, I really don't care as long as I'm happy.
Right.
So it might not have anything to do with music. I could be a doctor when I grow up and be happy. So right now, I'm happy where I am. Right now.
Well,
later on,
anything that really makes me happy.
Cool. And that's a great answer.
Yeah, awesome. The fun thing for us is since we're starting out early, we can like build up a repertoire nice and early.
Yep.
So if we want to go forward with something else, instead of having a start at like maybe 18 or 19, we start at 10, 11, or 12.
Or you could just be like, you could do the show and then later on decide like, you know what, I don't really want to do musical theater anymore. And then not have to do it.
You still have it under your belt.
Right.
But it's still there.
And like, so Bella, how you said like TV and film, like, when I was a kid, it was either or, and now like with Glee and with Rise and with Smash and all these shows, like
it's
musical theater is mainstream. Like it's really great.
Repeat after me, I pledge allegiance to the band.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
And I promise to give Mr. Sheevely full command.
I promise to give Mr. Sheevely full command.
And with me in control of the band as a whole, we will rock and roll.
I am here with the star of School of Rock, Rob Coletti. Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So just a couple questions. You've been on several national tours.
Yeah, a couple, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How has the internet and social media changed being on tour, like with your relationship with your fans?
Great question. Honestly, it's incredibly helpful. I mean, just even today, I'm actually doing an Instagram takeover of the Pantages account. And just to have like the interaction with the fans, truly, we see like, oh, I'm coming to the show this day, like on the live feed as your lives and all of that. And honestly, having access to that has allowed us to communicate with the fan base in a way I imagine couldn't have existed before.
Exactly.
The internet. Yeah.
And so with taking over the Pantages, like, what's it like performing? What's your thoughts about performing here at the Pantages Theater?
Well, I mean, it's arguably the most historic theater we've played on the entire tour. The Pantages has so much history, and you know, being able to be even associated in the least has always been a dream, and so this is my second return to it. It's one of the most beautiful houses I've ever played. The fans here in Los Angeles are outstanding. I mean, there is clearly a desire for quality theater on the West Coast, and the Pantages is one of the two or three premier places to find it.
That's awesome. And so, with respect to School of Rock, if someone isn't familiar with it, they might have seen the movie, maybe they didn't. And like, why should someone come here and see School of Rock at the Pantages?
Well, the movie is this really incredible story about this guy who's down on his luck, and he loses his job, gets kicked out of his band, and gets kicked out of his apartment all in the same day. And in order to kind of like save himself, he gets a phone call looking for his roommate and asking him to be a substitute teacher. My character pretends to be his roommate, goes to the school to get the paycheck, and actually ends up having a great connection with these kids because they all play music. And he sort of like inadvertently teaches them about what it's like to really listen to yourself, but in doing so also learns a bit about himself and kind of like teaches the entire community around him. And you know, hilarity ensues and some some plot points develop. But what you'll get here at the musical is a really expanded relationship with my character and the kids, and also a really expanded relationship with my character and Rosalie Mullins, the principal. She has this really incredible song, and the role is played by Lexi Dorset Sharp, who is going to win 150 Tonys before her time is over. Her performance in the show is outrageously fantastic. And when you see the show, not only will you be getting a Broadway play, you'll also be getting a concert, because at the end of the show, we interact with the audience and we throw picks out, and you know, we work with them. We get their response, and we create the environment of the show with them. And that's something you get very rarely in live theater.
Well, and so what a lot of people, I feel, being in the audience, think they want to be respectful by sitting and be quiet and just taking it all in like they're in front of a TV.
Joe, this is the show that if you ever could hoot and holler,
exactly,
the more you do, the more the show will feel it. We encourage you to.
You get what you put into it.
Yes.
Like, it's a team effort.
If you're going to see some Harold Pinter or some, you know, Eugene O'Neill, yes, don't open your candy in the middle of the show. But come see us, clap, cheer. We are there with you. We want you to experience it with us every night.
So it's so great. And I've said this a couple times today to the folks that have come by to speak with me. Tours, even more so than on Broadway, you become a family because you're the constant in every city. It's the people that you travel with. Mm-hmm. But I feel with this group, the family element is very, very prevalent. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think it's so amazing that you're such a special group.
Absolutely. We are a family, and we all get along so well. And you hear about that sometimes, but it's not a cliche here. We love each other, and we really all get along, all hang out. And, you know, I think that's sort of a testament to the show, too, because it really is a show for families. And we tell the story for families. There's something in here from anyone from age 5 to 100. We have people who come to the stage door of all ages who are affected, and to know that we're all telling that story together, I think, binds us together.
Rob, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah. How fun was that? Will, you're such a good interviewer, and I love that they just opened up to you, and I love all the details the kids gave about everything from school to sightseeing to getting too tall.
I can't believe how much access I had and how much time mm-hmm. I had just to get to know all these people. They were awesome.
Yeah. Well, like Rob was just saying a minute ago about how he took over the Pantages Instagram, social media really has been such a game changer because you get to see people away from what they're doing on the stage. You really feel like you get to know them, and I love how generous I see the stars being with the fans and the people that come to the stage door. It's just a really beautiful thing to see.
Yeah,
so,
it's been really, really cool. Like even like Judson Mills from The Bodyguard, mm-hmm. I follow him on social media too. And mm-hmm. it's a wonderful way to experience traveling in a national tour and just really mm-hmm. connecting with people in every single city.
Yeah.
And when they're gone, they're not forgotten because you can still stay with them and share in their experiences.
And I've started following all the theaters and then also looking ahead to see who's coming in the next show. So you kind of feel like you know them by the time you see them on the stage. You're like, oh, hey, it's so-and-so.
Well, I mean, yeah, the selfie culture that we live in, like people are so excited to see the show and then they run to the stage door and then they're everyone gets a picture or a video. And it's quite a commitment for the performers to finish such an athletic show and then come out and do FaceTime with all. But so many of the people in the shows are so gracious and so wonderful.
So gracious,
and appreciative of the audiences.
I was going to say, just know we appreciate that so much. So we're taping this on May 19th.
Right.
School of Rock is here in town for another week at the Pantages, and then it is moving on.
Yes, the next closest city that it's going to be is Costa Mesa.
So Orange County.
Yes, in Costa Mesa in Orange County. And so check dates for that.
Yeah, Sagerstrom in Orange County.
Exactly, mm-hmm. which is another great theater.
Yeah, and then moving on. So hopefully you can catch it on tour, depending on where you live. I feel like this show is such a blast. Again, it's very different from the traditional show. But if you just go in, especially if you love rock and roll, there are some fist-pumping anthems in this one. If you haven't heard the songs, like Stick It to the Man, like that's just a great rock song.
Right.
So it's going to be a blast. And then, again, switching gears, The Color Purple is going to be the next show at the Hollywood Pantages Theater. We'll be there for opening night.
I can't wait. Have you ever seen the movie?
I've never seen the movie. I had kids and I've missed a lot of movies. I know this one came out. I think maybe I was too young to see it when it came out.
But it is so good.
I'm kind of glad I don't know anything, though. I'm kind of glad. I'm just going to go in with an open mind.
That's like me with Hamilton. I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't know what. And I so appreciated every second of it. So I'm excited for you to... It's gonna be amazing.
I can't wait to talk about it. Yes. I'm already crying. Just looking at your face right now, like I'm totally gonna cry.
It's such a great show. It's such a great cast. I can't wait to welcome them to Los Angeles, and hopefully we'll get some of them in here to talk about their experiences on tour.
Yeah, that's so fun. And so if you want to kind of follow along on opening night, and if you're there, reach out to us and let us know, and we can get together for a selfie. We're not actually the stars of anything, and we're not at the stage door, but we can meet you in the lobby. So how can people find us online, Will?
Well, so we have our website, which is westofbroadwaypodcast.com, and that's we'll stream all of our shows on there. And then we have social media. The easiest way to connect with us is on Facebook, and you can search West of Broadway or Will and Lara. And send us messages. We'll post videos. We'll post
suggestions of shows you want us to talk about.
Yeah, all that jazz. So and of course our shows stream on iTunes and Stitcher and all of the usual suspects. And we so appreciate everyone who likes and subscribes and leaves comments and 5-star ratings and all those things that are necessary with podcasts these days.
Thank you so much. And as always, if you're looking for us, you can find us west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.